Latavius Murray ran his tail off, and felt like we were just constantly able to dent the defense, and then with some big plays in the passing game, and we got the right matchups, and just all the way around, it was just great execution. A ton of guys did a great job.
9 different receivers, by the way, Jordan, caught at least one pass. Spreading the football around, huh? About Drew Brees getting back on track. Getting back into the groove,
hey,
number 9.
It's something that we've talked about. What? We want to see him make those
bobblehead Drew, yes, exactly. We saw him looking left and looking right. A little pump here, a little pump there. Just the whole flow. You've been bringing it up. It looked slow. It looked sluggish. But that pace was exactly what we liked.
Yeah. Well, listen, we've set the bar high. You know, high expectations. There's a reason we won more games over the last 3 years than any other team. It's because we practice, we prepare. We have a great process in how we prepare for games and then how we plan to execute and the level of expectation. And the speed at which we play, the variation with which, you know, we can win football games. This is obviously the closest to where I know we can be, you know, thus far this season. We still have a lot of work to do, but I'm excited to get back to work on it.
Alvin Kamara, as I mentioned, again, just another spectacular game. He's had an incredible first quarter of the season. As we are at the quarter point tomorrow, join a little homework for all of us tomorrow. Turn to page Tuesday. We're gonna recap and review that first quarter of the season, right? There are 4 quarters in an NFL season, 4 games under our belt. We'll do that tomorrow. Now, Kamara said, look, we have a lot of pride in that run game. Again, I love what I saw yesterday, and Sean called a good game. I think he gets a pat on the back, don't you, Jordan? I think you have to give the head coach a pat on the back because he not only handled and called a good game and good game plan, but handling the whole COVID thing and everything, that's not easy to do. You don't even know what you're playing. If that test would have come back positive and other players would have tested positive, who knows? You would have played or you would have had to sit players because New England's playing tonight. Now, granted, that no more positives, but they'll be without Cam Newton for 2 weeks. By the way, you on your way home, you gonna take 10 or you gonna take the causeway? Because if you take 10, just go over to the right for a little bit, a couple of miles down. If you want to bet it all on KC tonight,
well, obviously the car outside thinks I'm probably gonna take 10.
Bet it all on KC. Yeah. New England traveling today, by the way, to go play KC. Alvin Kamara, that pride in that run game.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I think my tone and my message to our room every week is, you know, make it run through us, make it flow through us, make the game flow through us. So, you know, make Sean give us the ball. And, you know, when we're getting the ball and we're going and we're moving how we want to move and we're getting positive yardage and the O-line is feeling it, I think it's hard to stop us and it's hard to stop our offense. Not to mention Drew on point, putting the balls where they need to be at, Sean on point, calling plays. It's poetry.
Yeah, the number 4, something that stood out to me in this win. 4, as in 42 carries. 4, as in the catches for Tre'Quan Smith. And 4, as in penalties, Jordan. Just 4 penalties by the Saints. Sean?
Yeah, look, we just got to keep working on it, keep battling. And it is a point of emphasis. So we are really making it a focal point, and yet sometimes you got to battle through some calls.
Patrick Robinson gets another pat on the back as well, Jordan. 14-14 when he gets that interception down deep in the Saints field there. And all the Saints did after that was go 9 plays, 80 yards for 526 to go up 21-14. Lee, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. Sir, what do you have, man?
Hey, guys. You know, football is real simple when you don't get caught up into the game plan. And it's a game plan and that, well, we attack them here. It's simple. When the Saints run the ball 30 or more times, they're unbeatable. I just don't know the way to put it. I mean, we ran 42 times yesterday. Yeah. You show me any time when the Saints run the ball 42 times, I'll show you a W. I promise you, man. The game is that simple. At the end of the day, you get caught up in matchups. We could talk about this. We could talk about, well, they're susceptible to the sharp pass, or, well, they're susceptible to the attack in the flat. Man, run the freaking football. Just run the ball. I mean, when you run the ball 30 more times, I mean, I think we're like undefeated or we're real close to it. It's just that simple. And I'm thinking if we did more of that, like somebody said earlier, if we did more of that in the Green Bay game, more of that in the other game we lost, we'd probably be 4-0 right now. You know, all three, at worst 3-1. And it's just, it's so frustrating when we sit there and we look at it. We talk about it every week. We call the show. We talk football. I know everybody's a Monday morning quarterback. Yep. Everybody, you know, can dissect. But, I mean, come on, Gus. You know it. How long we've been saying it? You say it to anybody who listens. If we just run the freaking football, we'll be fine. I mean, Coach, he gets impatient. We'll get 1 yard here, 2 yards there. You get impatient. Can't get impatient. Sprinkle it into your game plan. No matter what, stick to your keys. Stick to, okay, look, on this play, we're giving Kamara the ball. Give Kamara the ball. On this play, we got Latavius. Give him the ball. Just let Taysom even run. Just give him the ball. Run the ball 30 times. Because that way, you know, you can get some balance going. Balance is the key, especially when, you know, you got a quarterback in his 40s. Balance is the key, man. Drew needs that balance in his life, mm-hmm. You know. And we need the balance in our lives, so we're not pulling our hair out wondering why we're throwing the ball all over the field when we should be running. You know, you spent all this money on the offensive line. I mean, we got some studs up there. Use them guys, man. Use them. I mean, we got them there. Use them. Okay. I'm hoping Ramchek is good to go for next week. I'm hoping Pete come back. Somebody said they need to sit Pete. Maybe, maybe not. But, you know, we just gave Pete all that money. So, no, Pete needs to get out there and earn his money. He needs to earn his contract.
Get out there. So, tape it up, Andrus. Right?
Yeah. That's it. That's where I'm at with it. I mean, hey, big boy.
Sound like Jordan.
Time to go.
Tape it up.
Mr. Glass.
Time to go, man. We got to get it. We 2-2 right now. My report card is incomplete for the first quarter of the year.
That's tomorrow on one of your report cards. You're giving us your tease already. Incomplete tomorrow.
Incomplete.
Like that. Okay.
All right, guys. Good show as usual.
Thank you, Lee.
Appreciate it. 800-998-1003. Jordan, on your way over to Mississippi after the show?
How'd you know I was going to Mississippi?
All of it. On KC. Now, I might have to give you a 20 for Atlanta.
You're talking about 20K, right?
No. I'm a father.
Then we're not really making big money.
Well, I mean, look, I just need enough for dinner this weekend. Hurricane evacuations. I'm not making light of that, by the way. Tropical Storm Delta. Oh, it's only targeted to come over the metro area on Friday.
When is it going to stop, by the way? I'm so sick of
at
putting...
At this point, what I'm doing is I'm hoping, just like the others, we just go like, well, we'll see. And then they go left or right of us. Again, you don't want this to happen to anybody, but here's a Cat 2 projected to go over the city of New Orleans on Friday. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network. Packers will be without Devontae Adams. Alan Lazard, top two receivers. Also... They will be without Kenny Clark, Rashawn Gary, Jerry Alexander, promising, perhaps. So Packers, seeing what it's like to be the Saints with all those injuries. With everything I just told you, you willing to drop a 20 on the Falcons? Exactly. But remember, though, they don't have to win, right? They don't have to win.
So you're betting on the money line.
Well, the Packers are missing a lot of players now. 6, the line. Oh, you're thinking about it, aren't you? You're thinking about it, huh? Huh? You think it's a 3-point game? It'll be a 5-point game. It's got to be less than 6, and then you win. I just don't trust the Falcons at anything. They'll be up, ready to go, and then the Packers will get a touchdown with like 2 seconds left or something. Blow a tackle. I don't think I could ever bet on Atlanta, by the way.
No.
I don't see me doing that. You know what? I got to do this before we go to break. Marlon Favre right next, but I just have to. It doesn't matter that the Saints won 35-29. Mike Greenberg.
Back to Tampa. Their defense, which hasn't looked as good as it should, will get better. And Brady couldn't be better. Brady, 5 touchdown passes yesterday. And as Orlovsky diagrammed this morning on TV, the interception, the pick six that he throws is not his fault. He did everything right. That's a terrible play. Bruce Arians needs to throw that out of the book. He should have thrown it out after week one because we yelled about it. Now he definitely better not run it again.
Wait.
But Brady bailed him out yesterday. Arians said it afterwards. That's a game that last year this team loses by 20 points. They don't now because they have Tampa Tom. The Buccaneers are the best team in the NFC.
Mike Tannenbaum.
My trajectory is going up, and here's why. Here's what's remarkable. If the three of us were talking yesterday before the game and we said that Tom Brady threw 5 touchdown passes to 5 different receivers, we would be like, Gronk for sure had one of those 5, and he didn't. And they lost a really good player yesterday in O.J. Howard, it sounds like for the season, unfortunately. And I think they're going to keep getting better and better. And as you talked about, he's getting more comfortable. They have to stop throwing the ball outside the hash marks. That's not what Tom Brady does well. He's more of a between the numbers with tight ends, slot receivers. But the other thing I think we're going to be talking about is the name of Todd Bowles. I think he's going to be a hot name coming down the stretch to be a head coach again. I thought he did a little bit of an underrated job with the Jets. They have a great defense. And the more postseason success they have, I believe Todd Bowles will be on a short list of a number of teams next year.
You know how many interceptions Tom Brady has thrown this season?
Who cares?
4.
Who cares?
Guess how many pick 6? He's thrown 2.
That doesn't matter to me. Doesn't matter to me.
So I'm guessing the one that he threw against the Saints.
I don't even know what's
matter. The one he threw against the Saints. What does it matter? It was Bruce Arians.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
National media, baby. We love them some Tom.
Best in the NFC.
Oh, it's incredible. 800-998-1003. Marlon Favre will check on our buddy, good old pal, and see how he's doing. His thoughts on LSU's win and where he thought it turned for Miles Brennan. He'll tell you that when we come back to Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Oh, we're getting fast, girl.
Greg's SUV clearance sale is going on now at Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Highlanders, RAV4s, and 4Runners are all marked down to the lowest prices. Plus, Greg LeBlanc needs your trade-in today to restock our used inventory. Great service, great deals. That's the Greg LeBlanc way. Our goal is to save every buyer $2,000. $2,000. Go to our website and find your perfect ride. That's Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. GregLeBlancToyota.com.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. I legitimately am concerned for my friend Marlon Favre. Dak Prescott following the loss yesterday.
I give all those yards back for a different record. So I care about one stat, and that's to win. So when we don't do that, no other stats matter.
500 yards by Dak in the air. At least Marlon Favre's Tigers won over the weekend. They beat Vandy 41-7. Marlon, how are you this afternoon?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good. I mean, you can't win them all. I mean, right. I had my Saints win.
my Tigers won, go Tigers, you know, I got to represent like my boy, you know. And you know what? Forget what Dak Prescott just said, man. Put up your yards, go get your money. Mm. We'll get the rest of that team put together. LSU's very own Odell Beckham, 3 touchdowns, just electric yesterday. There's nothing you can do about that, Dakota.
How'd your Lakers do last night, bud?
Well, let me tell you something. They had 10 seconds left on the game clock. LeBron James knew the game was over. He got up out of there.
I told Jordan, you know, they did the NBA a favor. They wanted at least one more game for ratings, you know. They knew it was a Sunday in the NFL. No one was watching. They're like, you know, Tuesday, you don't have any NFL games. We'll come back and have a dominant performance. Then we can talk about how our backs were against the wall and et cetera, et cetera. And the King's the greatest. And look at AD. That's what this was about. It's a business
I'm with my ticket guys right now over at the NOLA Gold Rugby team, man. It's all about tickets, baby. So
that's
right. More people looking at the game.
Okay.
For extra games. Why sweep them?
Let me get to the Tigers, 41-7. Miles Brennan, 23 of 37, 337 yards, 4 touchdowns, an interception. What changed for him? He looked better, didn't he? I mean, he looked better. I know it's Vandy, but you can only say it's Vandy. You still got to make the plays. You still got to make the reads. He looked more fluid. He looked more comfortable. And he was delivering some nice balls.
I think it's a number of things that happened with Miles Brennan. The first thing I'll mention is he did get a game under his belt as a starter. So that's one thing that happens. Mm-hmm. Typically, we would play like Northwestern State. We would play a Nickel State. I don't know, a Rice. We'll play a couple of those type teams before we get into SEC play. This year, we jumped straight into SEC play, and he had a welcome, right? That's one thing that was different. I think the second thing that was different, a week of film study. I can't stress to our listeners right now how important it is to see the mistakes that you made, make those corrections, and move forward. And you saw a more comfortable quarterback in the pocket. He was able to go through his progression. Yes, it was Vanderbilt. It wasn't Georgia. It wasn't Florida. But he needs those reps for when we get to those games. So I thought that was something he did better. He was more comfortable in the pocket. He got a game under his belt. You could tell he went through the correction. And now you're looking at a quarterback that looks much more seasoned.
It also helps, of course, to get that run game going. John Emery, 12 carries, 103 yards in the TD. Look, man, I guess that's sort of a game I've been expecting when you saw what he did in high school, you know?
Well, one time for the West Bank. I need everybody over here to stand up. You know, Nicholson Park's very own John Emery. He also spent a little time in the 95. So what's up to Dexter Hand as well? Mm-hmm. Look, we've been figuring out who's going to solidify themselves as that running back in a group of running backs. We've had groups of running backs for years. Joseph Addai, Justin Vincent, Allie Broussard, Jacob Hester got in that mix, Charles Scott, Keelan Williams, Chiron Carey. The list goes on and on in running backs. But this year, this particular group that we've had of recruits coming in, who's going to stand out? And John Emery did that. So shout out to the Emery family, all the Trudos on the West Bank as well. We found ourselves a star at running back, and it's something for him to grow off. He's someone that, you know, film will work out for as well. So, you know, you put those pieces together, we find ourselves a running back.
You know, I know you had to love this. Speaking with Marlon Favorite at BigFave504 on Twitter. Again, I get it's Vandy, but you still have to go out there and make plays. And if you're better than the other team, you have to be dominant, right? I mean, Bama went out there and smacked Texas A&M around. But you had to have, like, the play of the defense here. 3 sacks, 2 interceptions. Obviously, it's different type of offense. And I think if that game gets played again against Mississippi State, you probably see a different LSU defense as well. Marlon, I don't know. What should I take out of that defensive performance? You only gave up 7 points, you know?
I mean, Gus, it is what it is. I don't care if it would have been such and such state that came through there. And anytime you can hold a team to 1 touchdown, and you could be that successful on defense, it does deserve its applause. Now, the difference between last week and this week is the same thing with Miles Brennan, the film study. You had a chance to see what guys fit in the right position, what guys don't. I mean, obviously the biggest percentage of it all, maybe 70% of the issue, was not having the best defensive player in college football on the field last week, and that's in Derek Stingley. you see the big difference it makes when Stingley's there. You have Elias Rick, who's gotten a consistent second interception, right? Consistent interceptions for a freshman. So you have your boundary side corner. You have your field side corner. Cardell Flott's where he needs to be at the slot. And, you know, you look at Todd Harris at the safety. He's a guy that has a lot of playing experience. Jacoby Stevenson. All of those guys did their thing. One group, and you know I got to do that. I mean, it's a podcast. Justin got to take it inside the trenches, baby. Okay. Hello, somebody. We're going to talk about those guys up front and LSU being able to have rotation. You saw Jaquel and Roy wore that 99 pretty good the other day as a freshman, getting there, getting some reps. Mm-hmm. You had more of a rotation up front, and those guys a little more confident rushing off the edge. So you put a combination of that, and you figure out your personnel, who needs to be on the field, and you'll see some success. So luckily we have Mizzou coming up, Gus, because we do need that game.
Yeah, it is a battle of the Tigers, LSU and Missouri. We'll preview that on Friday. Marlon, I want your thoughts on the Saints, because I know you always love your podcast name, the Inside the Trenches. You bring it inside the trenches. 42 carries, 164 yards. Drew Brees had a much more comfortable pocket. 9 different Saints players touched the football in the receiving game at least once. And just overall, that offense and that flow looked good. 3 sacks by the defense, a couple of quarterback hits as well. So overall, the trenches and the line played well.
They did. You want your line playing in unison, everybody on the same accord, and that's what they did. I mean, you look at the play in Eric McCoy, even in the game they lost last week against Green Bay, look at that screen pass, that pass in a flash to Alvin Kamara, and watch that big boy get out in front of him and block, had Alvin slow all the way down. That line, you had Cesar Ruiz out there. I mean, you have a group of guys that's young and active. They're getting the coaching that they need. So the protection was better this week. I thought the scheme was better too, Gus. You know, you saw a little bit of 30 protection, a little slide protection, just to do some things differently on the offensive line, and it worked for the rest of the group. I love to see Harris get the ball, right, in space, show off that speed. Traquan got him a touchdown. I'm glad Drew was able to find Sanders. And just, man, Latavius Murray, I'm so mad, Latavius, if you're listening right now. My apologies, bro. Did not mean to bench you this week in my fantasy. Should have started you. You got a total of 20 points. So if you look at the combination of balance and running pass with the offensive line being in unison, man, this team looks like that New Orleans team we thought we saw heard about in preseason.
Tomorrow on Turn the Page Tuesday, Jordan and I are going to throw out the simple question to give us a report card, give us a grade on the first quarter of the season. Marlon, you got kids. You know what I'm talking about. You always get a report card, right? Every so often in the semester and stuff to kind of know where you are, how to progress. We had a caller earlier, Lee. He gave him an incomplete. He says they're not complete yet. You can't really give a grade just yet. What is your grade for the Saints through a quarter of the season?
Right now, I think I'm comfortable with giving them a C. So average. I think they're average right now. They would be above average. I think if injury bug wouldn't have bit us, my Thomas being out, things of that nature. But if you look across the board, and the reason I give you a C, you know, Drew isn't in a position to where he can give you a big long ball. But at the same time, that offense, Coach Sean Payton is still dialing it up. So you look at that nickel dime, hit, miss, Drew's going to give you that. They're trying to establish a running game, right? Look across the NFL, you have a multiple group of running backs. Everybody has touched the ball and fitting right in, getting the hit. You're starting to see more of Latavius Murray getting more touches. We want to see more of that. And just defensively, of course, Marshawn Lattimore wasn't in last week, so they're trying to get healthy. I thought Patrick Robinson did a great job, Gus. Filling in for Marshawn at the starting corner, got a big turnover, which was big. But we're not getting, take it back inside the trenches, we're not getting the pressure we're used to getting, particularly from Cam Jordan. Something about him right now, he's not really playing excellent on a run game, but we're at this point of the season, we would have at least seen 2, maybe 3 sacks from Cam. So I think once that defensive line play gets up, maybe get a healthy Davenport back,
right.
We add more pressure. I'm used to seeing more sacks out of that team. So that's why I gave them a C.
All right. Marlon Favorite, as always, man, appreciate it. On Friday, we'll preview LSU and Missouri. We'll also preview Saints. Well, actually, Dallas. We'll do the preview for the Saints on Monday because I actually play on Monday Night Football against the Chargers. As always, man, appreciate the time to listen to that podcast, Inside the Trenches. And, of course, on Monday and Friday, we have Big Fave 504 brought to you by Big Easy Fresh Market. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Gooch. Y'all have a good one, baby. Talk to you later.
Yep, there he goes. 800-998-1003 is the way to chime in. Rest of the show open to your phone calls and tweets. Game balls, pats on the back, and who needs to have a seat next to coach, plus more sound. Sports Hangover and ESPN New Orleans. You gotta
get him somehow. Redbox has something for everyone, along with a new comedy that can't be missed. The King of Staten Island, starring Pete Davidson, is now available at the box and streaming on demand. Directed by Judd Apatow, The King of Staten Island is laugh-out-loud funny, but will surprise you with a truly heartfelt story. It also features an all-star cast starring Marissa Tomei, Bill Burr, Steve Buscemi, and more. Rent The King of Staten Island tonight, along with other new movies at Redbox. Make it a movie night and visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch. It's time for some straight talk. You know what covering your bases is in baseball, right? Making sure you have no holes in your defense. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. And you'll pay up to 50% less than big carriers and still use their same networks. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data and 2G. No contract, no mystery fees. Fully covering your bases for 50% less. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. And engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at FuelRewards.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
800-998-1003. Talk a little NFC South. We'll go to Leo Haggerty in a quick second. Tom Brady, five TDs and a 38-31 comeback win after the game.
I was pretty, we put ourselves in a pretty good hole. And just, we're going to have to dig our way out of it. And that's just the way football works sometimes. And just got to tighten some things up. Glad we came back. Started the game well, finished the game well. We just, that middle part, we got to figure out how to play 60 minutes well.
All right, Leo, we were texting back and forth during the game. And I was surprised. I texted you simply, what's going on in Tampa? I saw it. It was, what, 31-17 at one point or something? They were down 17 points, needed 24 points in the second half to come back and win. You responded by simply saying that a certain player is the real deal.
Yeah. Justin Herbert was 20-25 against a really good defense here in Tampa Bay. And I'll tell you what, he shocked the coaches. He shocked the defensive players. He just stood in there like Colossus of Rhodes and threw the football. And if it wasn't for a fumble, the Bucs punted with like less than a minute in the first half, got it inside the 10-yard line, and the Chargers fumbled the handoff between Herbert and Perry. And it was a shame because the Bucs didn't do anything. It was just a mistake by the Chargers. And we've seen the Chargers just implode the first four games of the season, mm-hmm, year after year after year. But the Bucs did come back. Brady hit five different receivers. Now, thus, it may be a Pyrrhic victory because O.J. Howard may be out for the season with an Achilles.
That's where I was going to go next, Leo. What was the status on him? And you mentioned the Achilles there. He's really been, because I go back to the first week when you were on with us and you said, look, we'll see just how many snaps and how much Gronk actually plays. I was surprised. I remember looking at Jordan, my eyes kind of open. I'm like, I just kind of assumed that he would be a guy that would come in, and him and Tom would be somebody that would do that. So what's been Gronk's, I guess, association with this offense so far through a quarter of the season?
You know what? I think what the Bucs have done, Gus, is they wanted Brady to get comfortable with Godwin and Evans. That's the big thing. Then they wanted to move to the tight ends. They wanted to move to O.J. Howard, Cameron Brake. And Gronk was still right. He was still getting into shape. And, you know, everybody can talk about, you know, well, you know, he took a year off and this and that and the other thing. You got to get yourself into football shape. And he's just rounding into that now, which is great. So we're looking at probably one of the top five or six offenses, definitely top five offenses in the NFC, maybe in the whole league, once it starts hitting on all cylinders. And, Gus, they were down. I think you and I were the next running backs to go in. I mean, Fournette was on the injured list, and then they had to put in the rookie, and he caught the big touchdown pass, the kid from Vanderbilt, but they were down to Jones. And that was it. So we're going to see what happens with running back because McCoy got hurt during the game. I'll tell you what, Gus, I don't know what you're seeing in New Orleans, but we're seeing a plethora of injuries right here in Tampa and probably mostly around the league.
It's funny you say that. We'll wrap up here, Leo, as we do just a quick hit on Monday. Then on Friday, we'll preview what's coming up this weekend. I'll get your take on the Falcons and Packers. But, look, the Saints played without six starters yesterday, and Justin Hardy, Deontay Harris, and Ryan Ramczyk went down in the game. We'll see Wednesday what their status is. So, yeah, I'm with you, man. It's a ton of injuries that are going on, so we will see. What do you think tonight, man, Falcons and Packers?
Hey, like I said, Gus, the Falcons will go into the fourth quarter with a lead and find a way to blow it. I've never seen a team implode since that Super Bowl debacle when all they had to do was run the football. And I'll tell you what, Gus, we are finding out in Dallas, that's a catastrophe. They can't stop dead people. It is terrible for the Cowboys. And how about this? I'm going out on a limb right now. The winner of the NFC East will be 7-8-1. It'll be the Eagles.
There he is, Leo. I can't say I would blame you to feel that way, man. Always appreciate it, buddy. We'll speak at Friday on 2:30 when we go over the NFC South again. Appreciate it, man.
You stay safe, brother. Talk to you later.
Yeah. By the way, that is scheduled to be on Friday. Of course, Tropical Storm Delta, the latest, still has it coming this way around, what, 2 p.m., Jordan? Is that when it's supposed to hit land somewhere around there?
I don't want it to hit at all.
I understand that. I'm asking you the timeline and time frame for it. So we'll keep an eye on that as well as we continue to move along. Eric, thank you for calling the Sports Hangover, sir. As always, I appreciate you joining us. What you got, man?
Two quick questions for you. One,
sure.
Do you think that the refs are kind of looking more to throw the pass interference flag on the Saints? Because the two PIs and the illegal contact to me looked really ticky-tack on Sunday. And then number two, was it just me or did Sean Payton take his foot off the gas? In the third quarter, it looked, you know, it was towards the end of the third and into the fourth, it was like he was just watching the seconds on the clock. And to me, if you're rolling five straight drives, you got to keep the foot on the pedal. So
it is nuts, right?
Take a look, man.
Okay, thank you, man. Eric, appreciate the phone call. You know, Drew Brees touched on the fact that they scored on five straight drives, and as you mentioned, they ended on two punts. It is interesting how that momentum of that offense did kind of happen, if that makes sense, right? You get that touchdown, the opening drive of the second half, and then you don't score again. In the game, so that was, you got to score in every quarter, man. Especially in the fourth, you can't go 0-for. That puts a lot of pressure. Now, Jordan, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson spoke this morning via conference Zoom call, and he had this to say about penalties there.
Man, I don't know if everybody else watch football around the league, but it seemed like it's just us getting them, but we can't control that. We got to control what we control to go out there and continue to play football, man. We won't worry about no penalties, to be honest with you.
Again, the A.J. Klein one, I mean, look, you heard me, went bananas last week. Right? The Marcus Williams, the Janoris Jenkins playing armbar and stuff and footsies. I mean, that's technique. I don't know. Someone needs to describe to me what exactly Alex Anzalone did wrong. on the one that was over the middle in the seam, where he was just running with the tight end, and the tight end trying to reach over him to get to the football. How is that a pass interference? You can't allow an offensive player to catch the ball. That's not called playing defense. Like, I'm at a loss. See, even the TV crew was like, I have no idea what he did wrong there. The TV crew was like, what more can you do there? You have every right to whatever part of the field you are. You have every right to it. And if you're running straight down the field, how is it your fault the quarterback threw it in front of your chest? What are you supposed to do? Let the offensive player slow up a bit, let him get ahead of you, take a different angle so he has a chance to catch it and then try to... That is absolutely absurd. Like, I need to know what the explanation is. What are you thinking as an official when the ball is thrown over the middle there in the seam? Anzalone's running straight. He has position. It's called position. You're allowed to get position. It's absurd to me. I can't understand that. And you know what I blame, honestly? Tell me if you haven't been conditioned here almost like Pavlov's dog. The second there's an incompletion, what are you doing now?
Throwing up your hands.
You're looking for a darn flag, aren't you? Like, as a fan. It's almost like watching LeBron play every time he gets fouled. It's always a foul. The NBA, everyone's always fouled every play. Apparently, a completion, there cannot be an incompletion in the NFL.
Impossible.
Or in just football.
There had to be something
absolutely,
that happened.
Absolutely. Something happened. I can't take, I'm going to challenge, let's do this tonight. Ready? Because we're going to watch the Monday Night Football games, aren't we? We're going to watch tonight. Chiefs, Pats, 6 o'clock-ish.
Count how many times players throw up their hands.
No, I want to know how many pass plays in a row happen where you don't see a receiver go, two? I'm going to say the over under two.
It's rare.
It's incredibly rare now. Every stupid pass play, it needs to be a flag. So you know what happens?
They look around, and then once they see there's no flags, they do their little celebration.
Oh, yeah, then the defensive back, right, DBs have to wait. Well, look left. Lever? No? Anybody? No? No? Because...
That was all me.
Yeah, exactly right. I did it. And then you do the, not here, you know, the safe sign. It's ridiculous, though. It really, again, look, man, if they did it, I'll tell you. I mean, something like in the Tampa Bay game, the first one, that's a joke. You can't, I mean, my goodness. Now, in the Raiders game, the Saints secondary played terrible. Right? I told you, the Marcus Williams, Janoris Jenkins one, I mean, you can throw that. My wife can throw that. I don't know what pass interference is. He's holding his arm. That's an easy flag. Marcus Williams, you run to the receiver and you two-hand hard touch him to where he flies. That's going to get called. I have no idea what Alex Anzalone did on the one that gave the Lions a first and goal right there. Because he was running straight down the seam. Down the middle of the field to the seam. He's just running towards the end zone. He's not wavering in and out. He's just running straight. Like, Anzalone's face was like, what do you want me to do? That's cold defending, right? I mean, shielding a player for, you're making me talk more about this than I want to.
Me?
All I know is four, okay? Four. It's all they had last night or yesterday afternoon. That was good. Good. Like him. And look, I got to tell you, you got to give credit to Aaron Glenn and give credit to the DBs that started that game. Patrick Robinson, CJ Garner Johnson, the others, man, as well, that really got more snaps. I mean, you don't have your two starting corners. Think about that. Two starting corners, and LPJ Williams, great. But when you don't have your two starting corners, that's hard, isn't it? It's tough when you lose your first starting corner. You lost both starting corners. CJ Gardner Johnson on having Patrick Robinson out there.
I don't feel no difference. We all practice together. I could see if it was a difference and they just coming in, but we've been together for 3-4 years. This is my second year with them, and you can see everybody can just step in at any time and make a play. So it don't really matter who it is, who knows being called. You got to go out there when it's your time and do your job.
Let me ask you this. Now, I ask you this as we go to the break. Do you think the Saints defense is getting better? Are we starting to see what we've seen with past defenses under Dennis Allen?
You got to be consistent before you can even start saying anything.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, because you played a really good game against Tampa defensively. Then you had two really bad games defensively.
You had one bad half the second half. You held Green Bay to 13 points in the first half.
At the same time, you have to be consistent with your defensive play.
All right. 800-998-1003 is the Sports Hangover final segment. Coming up, Matt Moscona, top of the hour on ESPN New Orleans. When I see an open door, close your eyes, clear your heart.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Ever walk in the kitchen late at night and there's T. Roach? He's a tough bayou bug, so he don't run. He just stares at you, knowing he's got hundreds of hungry buddies around your house ready to take his place when he's gone. Luckily, we have Terminix and local experts Dan and Billy Foster ready to rid your home or business of pests, from nasty roaches to destructive termites. Call for a free inspection.
So call those bayou boys. They'll get you Terminix tough.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Hey everyone, Gus Cattingill with the Sports Hangover. Excited to tell you about Men's Total Health. They're located at 3829 Vets, right behind the Fidelity Bank building, Suite 101B. Men's Total Health can help you be your best self. Testosterone therapy, annual physicals, and IV therapy. Look, go get tested. They have on-site labs. You can get test results while you're there. Low T can produce physical changes like reduced energy and increased body fat, reduced libido, ED, and give you emotional changes. Visit menstotalhealth.net today and see if they can help you.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
800-998-1003. Head coach Sean Payton, what the team still needs to improve on.
Well, let me start with the second one first. I think situationally, I'd like to see us both offensively and defensively playing better football relative to third down and red zone. Our numbers yesterday on third down weren't bad, but I think situationally we have to get better at red zone defense. That has to be fixed or, we'll continue to struggle. I think the consistency in our pass protection, I thought we ran the ball pretty well yesterday, but situational football. And then to the first part of the question, I think we've handled some of the early adversity pretty well. Yesterday was a good win for us. We'll leave it at that.
Good old head coach Sean Payton. And look, I think there's a part of him that understands what had to happen, but I think there's a part of aggravation, too, of a false test, probably through a bunch of wrinkles and things that you had to do that you weren't expected to do. The whole experience, though, that they went through 24 hours, is it something that could be a learning experience?
Look, it's you know, on the road, it's just one of those games you're proud of your team, you know, and it's this game, you know, it'll test you from an adversity standpoint. I think this year is going to be that way for a lot of us. New England's going to have to travel tomorrow, play a game tomorrow night. And quite honestly, no one really cares. And I mean that in a good way. There's far more other things that are important that we're suffering from than to hear about we were up till one or that's just the way it is this season. And so we have to understand that and then just be ready to still get ready to play our best game. And I thought that was important today, and our guys did that.
All right, so Joe and I asked you if the defense and everything, I mean, are we ready to say, you know, here comes the improvement that the Saints are going to be more like the team that we thought. The D's going to make some plays.